Kenyans are already this morning on Monday on strike. We have had support 100% from every corner of the Republic of Kenya. And workers and those in transport, informal transport industry are supporting it. And that is that.
So what necessitated this strike action?
Is perpetual increases on basic commodities and more so including petroleum products, which once price on petrol, kerosene and diesel goes up, it ignites everything and it makes everything to go up, particularly those basic requirements too. Our infant factories at our industrial area are dying because we don't have constant electricity supply, and sometimes they are compelled to use their generators to manufacture and to produce. But if diesel is unaffordable, it makes it very impossible for whatever they are producing to be competitive within the region as far as prices are concerned. And therefore, employers are terminating our members. And we are saying that let's government do something, because actually what is happening in our neighboring country like Tanzania, the price of super petrol 1 liter is equivalent to Kenya 63 shillings, when in Kenya, in some parts of Kenya, the same 1 liter is 140, more than twice. So we are saying, what is wrong with Kenyans? I know the other week when they heard that we are going to go on strike, they reduced the petrol by 5 shillings and like that. But that is a peanut according to what they had. That brings it to around 119 or so, out of 124 in Nairobi and surroundings and outside Nairobi, up to 140. So this is unaffordable, and we can't accept that. And it is simply because we have some cartels in the business, and two, we have a lot of middling men inside there trying to have their own cuts. So we are saying if the government is serious, it can still reduce it down lower by 30%. That's what we are demanding, so that fares, transport fares, can be affordable, can enable people to go on duty. Because in Kenya, I can tell you, things are more serious. A temporary casual or a seasonal employee or somebody on contract on lower level type of jobs, they earn between 145 and 200 shillings a day. And 1 kilo of sugar in Kenya now, in some parts, it goes to 250. So tell me, this fellow will never drink a cup of tea, will never have anything. And within the shortest possible time, most of basic commodities are unaffordable. And people are just dying like that. You can't pay for your house rents and so on. We agree there is global economic problem elsewhere. But those ones that are direct, where government can reduce taxes and so on to be affordable to common people, government must do something on those assurance. Government itself must come out and tell the people that, look, this is what we are doing to improve our economy. But if you are leading or applying governance to people who cannot afford to buy goods and services, how can economy grow of that country? So the economy of this country will remain stagnant, and people will languish in poverty. And I've said time and again, as it is a universal slogan or saying, that poverty anywhere constitutes danger everywhere. And now in Kenya, everywhere it is dangerous because of poverty.
Have you petitioned the government to address some of these concerns that you've expressed?
Absolutely correct. About 2 weeks ago, we wrote to the head of state trying to enumerate these problems. And we also did compliment him on good work he has done in other areas, like addressing the dilapidated infrastructure, providing free education to our primers, going school children, and also looking into other areas, also including tuition-free secondary schools and so on. We have already said that he has done a very good, and the support he gave us when we were yearning for the new constitution of this country, he supported us wholeheartedly. He's a good president, he did a good job. But then we cannot stop there, we cannot see other things. Unless the economy grows, it means we can't create employment employment for our young people. And if we can't create jobs for people here, it is more serious. It creates staggering, what have you. So we have addressed all these anomalies to him, including issue of cartels in sugar industry, cartels in oil industry, cartels in importation of medicine, strategic medicines like ARVs. You know, this is what we have already told him, that something must be done. Issues of corruption, we must address it seriously. And it must have a political will, support. If there is no political will, and then we are in trouble, because that's what we have brought before him.
But if you embark on this strike that you are beginning today, don't you think you are going to cripple the economy that you want the government to build in order to meet some of your demands?
Absolutely, you cannot live when things are going the way they are going and expect that the economy would grow. We need government to listen to us. Look, for another day, we said it like this. Our shilling was politically devalued when it was not supposed to be devalued, from 83 to 107. Some of these cartels were making 24 shillings per dollar. And we are saying all these political maneuvers because people want to look for money for elections in the coming year must be stopped. And it is only government which can stop this. It is not a question that we want to drain our economy. We want our economy to be online with other international requirements, standards, like eradicating poverty, being serious on whatever we are doing, not to increase petrol because some cartels want a shilling or 2 shillings per liter. Now, those are some of the things, even if we kept quiet 1,000 times, economy will not grow. And if economy can't grow, we will not create jobs. If we can't create jobs, then we are in more trouble, because there will be uprising from those who are jobless.